Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Today is June 21st, 2025, and my name is Teresa Johnson. I'm a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter, Kansas City, Missouri. I am here with Jewel Batson, a Golden member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter, Kansas City, Missouri. The title Golden means Sora Jewel has met the 50-year milestone of membership in the sorority. We are here today to learn more about her story as a woman of our illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. Sora Jewel, let's begin with you telling something about your beginning. Where and when were you born?
I was born in Hope, Arkansas, September 25th, 1952.
Tell us about your family growing up. What were your parents' names? Do you have any siblings and a spouse?
My parents' names were Joseph and Jewel Witherspoon. I have or had three siblings, two brothers and a sister. My one oldest brother is deceased, but my younger brother lives in Lone Jack, Missouri. And my sister lives in Austin, Texas. And I have a spouse. His name is Chester Batson. And he is a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated.
Do you have children?
I do. I have two daughters. My oldest daughter's name is Toya. She lives in Weddington, North Carolina. And she has a son. His name is Cameron. Cameron is he will be a junior at West Point beginning in August of this year. And my other daughter is Alicia. Alicia lives in Gladstone, and she has two sons, Carter and Luca. Carter is 11 and Luca is 7.
That's wonderful. Sora Jewel, what was your occupation?
I was an organizational development facilitator at Shook, Hardy & Bacon Law Firm. I was at the law firm for 37 years.
Oh my.
I had three different roles, and when I left, I was the organizational development facilitator, which I loved that job because I had an opportunity to create classes for staff based on the need. So if I thought that there was a need for staff to have crucial conversations with their attorneys, I would design a class for that. And so I had the opportunity to do that before I retired.
Sounds exciting.
It was.
Sora Jewel, what college did you attend?
I attended Philander Smith College in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's now a university.
Okay. Wow. What was your major?
My major was business education.
When did you graduate?
I graduated in 1978.
Okay. Fantastic. HBCU, right?
Yes,
ma'am. Sora Jewel, when did you become a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha? And also, what led you to become an AKA? And essentially, when did you decide that this is what you wanted to do?
I became an AKA on March 1st, 1973. And I observed other sororities on campus. And my sister-in-law was a Delta, and she was trying her best to convince me to become a Delta. Okay. And I did not want to become a Delta. I observed the other sororities there uh-huh. at the college, and I knew that the women of AKA represented what I wanted to be more of.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And they showed dignity and respect, mm-hmm. and I liked that. And there was never any gossip that I had heard about the AKAs, but I had heard about other sororities, which led me definitely to be considered to be an AKA.
Yes, ma'am. That's wonderful. Okay, and you made the right choice.
Yes, I did. I know I did.
Sir Jewel, what offices and or titles have you held within Alpha Kappa Alpha undergraduate levels as well as graduate level?
In undergraduate levels, I was the Dean of Pledges. In graduate levels, currently I'm the Secretary of the Philactic Committee.
Okay.
I'm a member of the Teller Committee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was a member of the Protocol Committee and Risk Avoidance Committee.
Oh, my. Okay. That's some pretty prominent roles there.
Yes.
As the Dean of Pledges, I'm sure that was exciting.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How has Alpha Kappa Alpha impacted your life?
It has given me a greater sense of responsibility. Mm-hmm. Taught me confidence,
mm-hmm.
and helped me to develop my interpersonal and leadership skills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of those have contributed to my success in being more mature,
yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
and purposeful and happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
So, Jewel, how did Alpha Kappa Alpha, we talked about it impacting your life, but how mm-hmm. has Alpha Kappa Alpha also influenced your career, and what influences has it had on your career?
Because of AKA, I began to set higher goals for myself
mm-hmm.
because I felt like I can do this now. I have mm-hmm. other sorrows that are here to support me, and it instilled a lot of courage in me mm-hmm. and to face challenges that I never thought that I would encounter.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that deep satisfaction of knowing that I'm an Alpha Kappa Alpha woman, someone mm-hmm. to be proud of,
yes.
a sorority to be the first.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel that I've done my best when I have done my best.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't always know where we're going to land, but we know that we're going to land somewhere.
Yes.
But especially, I wanted to land where I could do the best that I could.
Yes.
And Alpha Kappa Alpha has done that for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a cornerstone of what I consider having traveled a successful career path.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Wow. That's pretty profound.
Yes.
Also, okay, so what has been your most memorable Alpha Kappa Alpha moment? I know it's probably many, but
the most memorable, and when you asked me that question, I thought about when I was an undergrad.
Mm-hmm.
There was, and I don't know how many people remember Isaac Hayes, but mm-hmm. Isaac Hayes was very popular during that time.
Yeah.
He was like the Black Moses.
Yes.
And so my brother pledged Alpha Phi Alpha at the mm-hmm. same time that I pledged AKA.
Oh, my. Okay.
And so there were only three of us on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And so we picked the name Hot Buttered Soul.
Oh.
And
like
my
that.
Brother was the Black Moses of A5A.
Oh, wow.
And so we performed together.
Oh.
Yes. My brother, because he was lonely. He was the only pledgy at that particular time.
Oh,
yes.
My.
And so he was dressed in a black cape with a gold, you know, with gold accessories.
Okay.
And we had, of course, had on our pink and
yes.
white.
Okay.
And so we were performing that day at the mm-hmm. school, and we say we turned it out. We just feel
sure
it. We turned
did.
It out.
Oh, I see that. Wow.
So it was, that is the most memorable experience that I can have.
Yeah, that I'm sure that was one exciting event.
It was.
Wow. Let's see. Sir Jewel, what have been some of your contributions in terms of community service, career volunteer service along your, you know, along your AKA path?
In 2020, when COVID was fierce, mm-hmm. our sorority set up stations where we could register. Well, we were in alignment with another like health department or health service, mm-hmm. and I volunteered to register individuals mm-hmm. to get their vaccine there.
Yeah.
And so I my husband actually went with me also.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big deal because we know that COVID is something we'll never forget.
Yeah,
and that was
pandemic.
Yes, mm-hmm. and it was important for me to be a part of helping people to get registered mm-hmm. in order to get mm-hmm. the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. And even the bravery around that, right?
Yes.
Because it was so uncertain and putting yourself at risk like that for mm-hmm. It's a hard time.
Yes. So, it was. Well, it was.
Thank you for your service around that.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm.
I've also, because we have the initiative, the Advocate for Social Justice mm-hmm. initiative mm-hmm. through the sorority, mm-hmm. I volunteer each year whenever there is an election mm-hmm. to work at the polls to make sure that people are permitted to vote if they have
yes.
a problem with getting the opportunity to vote.
Yes.
I've been there with resources and phone numbers for them mm-hmm. to get in contact mm-hmm. in order for them to mm-hmm. have the opportunity to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So I've volunteered in that capacity each time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are pretty significant areas of community service. And
yes.
The community thanks you for that, Sorjul.
Thank you.
So, okay, here's a good question for you. What do you like most about being an AKA?
The sisterhood, the camaraderie, the connection that we all make,
uh-huh.
and
uh-huh.
the fact that, you know, you can go anywhere, and if you see another lady with pink and green on, you're going to uh-huh. automatically assume, even though those colors are not mm-hmm. copyrighted for just mm-hmm. us,
yeah. but you know,
you can assume that that's a sister. And uh-huh. so I love that. And mm-hmm. I love the fact that we can, if there is a need within our sorority, mm-hmm. if there's been a death, if there's been someone hospitalized,
mm-hmm.
we are in contact with that sister to mm-hmm. make sure that we're meeting the need that she has. And mm-hmm. I love that. It's that mm-hmm. sisterhood goes unmatched.
Yes.
And that's what I love most about Alpha mm-hmm. Kappa Alpha.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I would agree with you mm-hmm. there. So Jewel, what advice do you have for sorors starting out in Alpha Kappa Alpha? These are the new young ladies, the just fresh out the off the out of school.
Yeah.
Out of school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the advice that I would have for them is to never take on more responsibility than they can handle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because there are so many initiatives that we have in the sorority. There are so many committees, so much to do.
Yes.
But I think that when you get in, and I know that graduating and getting in the grad chapter mm-hmm. is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when we do that, we overload ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want them to know that your family is important,
mm-hmm.
the sorority is too.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do everything. Just mm-hmm. make sure that if you make a commitment,
mm-hmm.
that you stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my advice to new
okay.
sorors.
Mm-hmm. That's some good advice. Okay. So, Jewel, what do you want sorors to remember about you?
I want them to remember that I'm fair, I'm genuine, and I may sort of be in the background because I reactivated maybe 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Because during that gap, I really had so much going on yes. with family and finances and all of that. Mm-hmm. But I am dedicated to the sorority, and I want them to know that I'm a Christian.
Yes, ma'am.
That is the most important thing that I want them to mm-hmm. know. Mm-hmm. And that I love the Lord, and I love the sorority. Mm-hmm. And my faith in Jesus and my sorority is unwavering.
Oh, so true. Yes. Yes, yes, and yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, I want to thank you. This has been a privilege for me
Aww.
To say that. And so, I just want to thank you, Sora Jewel Batson, for sharing your story.
You're welcome.
This concludes a recording for Sora Jewel Batson, dated June the 21st, 2025. Here at the Midwest Genealogy Center in Independence, Missouri. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sora.